Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Get access to 2 bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. reallifesci-fi.show for all the links. Our Twitch is, we haven't done Twitch in a while, but maybe we will again. We did that Indian podcast and then didn't get any subscribers, so we just kind of stopped doing it. But joining us from Italy, it's our producer, Simply, like Cher, or what's a man one? Who's a man one?
Prince.
It's Nalut. Hey, Nalut.
Hey. Hi, guys.
How's it going? You got a spliff there? Is that a spliff?
Yeah, it is. For economic reason, I cannot afford the pure stuff.
But do you have to make that though? You have to cut a cigarette open and like mix it together? Is that what a spliff is?
Yeah, well, it's weed and tobacco. So yes, but I use like spare tobacco. It's like, you know, it's a little bit different from the cigarette, but same stuff.
Do you roll your own cigarettes?
This is roll made. There was a whole discussion in chat about my rolling skill.
You got to get onto these, man. This is what I do. This is an advertisement now. nicotine. It's the best.
But it's just nicotine. I don't even like nicotine. If I could, I would smoke pure weed.
Oh, so you don't even smoke cigarettes?
No, I hate that. I really hate that.
You just get it to mix with the weed?
Yeah, it's just so I can smoke longer. But it's the only reason. If it was,
do they have beedies in Italy?
It's like a grape leaf or something.
Yeah.
Oh no. We are in Bali and in India, the banana leaf basically. Well, it's not banana leaf, but it's flavored.
It was what you would smoke in high school if you didn't really smoke, because they were like cherry flavor. It tasted real good on your lips.
Well, in Italy, they do have like menthol and stuff like that, but I think that's it. Just
no, menthol. fuck that. And, it's like little. It's like cigarillos, like little cigars,
Yes. Oh, those are so nasty. But yeah, definitely they do have that. Now that I think in Bali, there's one type of cigarette that I love and I still love today, but I couldn't find anywhere aside from Bali, cloves cigarettes.
We got shitloads of cloves out here. We did. Is that illegal now? I don't know what they've done to smoking out here.
I don't know. I remember thinking maybe, right?
Well, I think they got rid of menthols, didn't they?
Yeah, there was a concern with health because, I don't know, they were chemical and weird.
The rumor with cloves for us was always that they had fiberglass in them, so they would cut up your lungs.
Something like that. I didn't remember which was the specific problem, but yeah.
Well, so how's it going? Are you finally getting out of Italy? You're getting your paperwork all figured out?
I am. I mean, I need to do the visa now, but
where are you gonna go?
We'll see. I mean, I want to go back to LA, but probably New York is gonna be a more suitable option.
Why is that? You have family there?
No, there's a friend, Michael, which is a common friend with Abed. I don't think you guys know him, maybe, but
he's gonna be on the show next week. But go on.
Oh, okay, and basically, yeah, he's helping me, so we're gonna see with him. Unless you guys are gonna come out with some solution for me, I don't know.
Don't look at me.
Right?
I can barely afford my fucking place, man. I'm doing data entry an hour away. I got fucking nothing for you. But if you did come out here,
yeah,
we'd party. We could at least do that.
Oh yeah, for sure. I do like New York. I mean, it's an amazing city. It's just that I fell in love with LA when I came, and I definitely want to go back there.
I don't know that I could live in New York. I don't know. I've only spent like a week there.
I feel like I would have loved it in my 20s.
In my first week that I went to New York, I stayed in New York like a month or so, a little more than a month. And the first week I wasn't able to sleep because of the sound, like 24/7 noises and alarm and everything. It was a hell.
Wait, you're from Bali. Isn't it crowded in Bali?
Bali? Are you kidding me? I basically in my backyard, you can go in my backyard and you are a fallen temple. I'm not kidding. Like
everything I've seen of, maybe it's New Delhi or whatever. Everything I've seen of India is just like people everywhere.
Okay. When it was in Mumbai, sure, there was a fucking mess as well. But I don't know. There was sort of different. I was adapt to that. It was less New York noise kind of situation, like 24/7 siren and cops and stuff like that.
I mean, you just put a fan on. You just put a fan on and then you can't hear any of that shit.
Look, Bali was amazing. Like the sound was just natural sound, not normal natural sound, maybe animal, but it was very musical.
What are the animals that you have to watch out for?
Well, there are some poisonous stuff for sure.
Snakes? Are there tigers?
Maybe in the jungle, but I don't.
Elephants? Do elephants come around?
I also never saw elephant. in India, sure. In India, sure. Mumbai, well, not actually Mumbai because it's a city. You can now have elephant going around, but in the outside area, yeah, they use elephant for moving and stuff back then. So
that's crazy. I can't even imagine. Can you imagine just like moving your house on a elephant? Just load it up with a bookshelf and a bed and everything.
There's one thing about Bali which when I told this story, everybody told me that it was crazy and shit. And I recently found a video with somebody which is she wasn't from Bali. She was from, I think, Thailand, maybe. So it was completely different. But she was like, Vietnam. Yes. This gecko basically make a particular sound that is, they say in the name, they say gecko. And she showed the video. So I told this story because it's the same thing in Bali, but everybody thought I was crazy because this animal basically... Well, they don't speak, but they literally say the word.
Yeah. What does it sound gecko. Like? Gecko.
Yeah. Gecko. Yeah. Gecko. Gecko. That's the sound the old night that you might hear. But I don't know. There was the equivalent of void noise.
And then it's like 15% savings on insurance.
That's a different gecko. That's a different gecko.
Yeah, there's a few
You're lucky
birds.
That I know the reference.
There's a few birds that are named based on the noises they make.
What about the general? You know that reference, the general?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was,
you do? What the fuck? How do you know that? Shit.
Well, I mean, commercial, man. The kind
I know, of... but so here's what's weird about the generals. Like, we moved from Colorado. We didn't have the general. So I thought it was an LA thing. But I guess maybe it's bigger than that. I don't know.
I mean, I also like the $1 store or the Dollar Tree.
We're closing all those.
Yeah.
Just the 99 cents only. Those are done. but yeah, the general, you know, that was a computer graphics masterpiece of its time.
Very, very ahead of its time. All right. Well, you've been here before. You've done the WoW scale. The questions have changed a little bit, so we're going to do it again. Do you remember what your last score was?
3, I think.
Okay. I should know this. Well, we're going to try it again. We've streamlined it a little bit. Okay. Last week was the first time that we did it. I think it works better.
Yeah. Right? Oh, okay. That's why, we didn't add
this. Oh, you noticed.
No, we didn't add this yet. The last episode on Shraboom Video was the Hartman one.
David Hartman. David. Hartman.
Oh, Jesus.
You talk about the water and...
Yeah, they've taken a few weeks off, so we're extra behind now.
Yeah.
All right, well, let me set this up. We do something here on a show called the WoW Scale.
WoW Scale. Are you a wed or are you a willy?
stands for Waiter Willie. It's a 5-question quiz. At the end of the quiz, I'll give you a score anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. Are you ready to be Wade on the WoW scale, Nalut?
I am.
First question, 3-parter, hasn't changed. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Well, yes, and same as before, since you didn't change my mind, it's kind of yes, a kind of yes for the other two. Pre-realize-fi, it was yes, no, no, and after that, yes, yes, yes.
You could be convinced, but you're not sure.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to bring this up now. Do you think we should say aliens and or interdimensional beings, or that's just all encompassing?
No, dude, oh, wow. That's too much. That's okay. Too much.
But I know, right? Know, it's a whole other question.
But if you say interdimensional being, I do believe in that. I will say yes in a heartbeat. So
yeah, but we have that later. That's the last question now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, whoops. Sorry.
Did you have the superstition one? Because I was telling something about...
We got rid of superstition. We got rid of that a long time ago.
Yeah, but since this is new, maybe it came back.
No, it's not back. Are you superstitious? We can ask you.
Well, that's the thing. I was talking about Willy, and technically I would say no, but there are some stuff that I do that maybe are superstition, but I see them as part of cultural and religion stuff. So I don't know. And it's one of the things that we are going to talk about tonight. So
it's mostly a cultural thing, I feel like, superstitions. That whole, you don't have walking under a ladder, right?
No. I was talking about...
Yeah, see, that's like bad luck in America, but like no one cares about that.
I know about those, but... Well, also, it's kind of common sense because something can fall down.
Yeah, it can fall on your head. It's like, that's not a superstition.
What about what about breaking a mirror for 7 years? Is that on that side of the world?
You get bad luck for seven years if you break a mirror.
Most of stuff kind of arrived there. Also, the mirror with the vision of the soul and stuff. You know, it's sort of a way to communicate with the dead. So there are some... connection with the mirror in a lot of culture. It's something like spread around the world, I believe. Maybe like the crack. You know, if you step on a crack, your mother...
You break your mother's back, yeah.
Yeah. That's something that I believe is only in Europe and maybe England.
Well, it only works in English because of the rhyme.
Well, I guess. But yeah, for instance, that one is not... It's not mine. We do have stuff we sold, but it's different. Like me and Willie know about, you know, dreaming, sleeping near salt. So the salt is going to potentially either repel monster or catch bad energy and stuff like that. And in Italy, they have basically this thing about dropping salt, which is bad luck. But originally, I studied this at the university in Rome. It was about paying tribute to the devil. So they would like put salt in entrance and stuff like that, like we do for protection, but yeah, they will do for potentially pay a toll for the devil. So the devil, it's like a trick or treat situation. But
well, that we have that. We have, if you spill the salt, you're supposed to throw it over your left shoulder or something like that. But
yeah, it's kind of, that's very, very common in all Western society, the bad luck salt relation thing. It changed, like, you know, tossing down, or there are other stuff that you can do with the salt based on the region where you live.
Yeah, but like we put salt around our building and salt around our apartment.
That's also what they do.
And but we don't. You're saying we, but we don't.
We.
I've never put
me
salt.
Me and Shauna is what I mean. We in our
house. Yeah. Okay. You have, but America doesn't put salt.
Yeah. No. I got what Willie said. It was like the Asian part of us. That's what we do.
Question number 2: ghosts.
Yes, in the idea of energy after death and potentially the soul transferring in what is basically another dimension. So yes, and we can see potentially that dimension with maybe a bridge between our plane and another plane.
Well, okay, hang on. Because okay. You're saying it's a dimensional thing, but you don't believe in spirits?
Oh, yeah, no, I do believe in spirit, but we kind of fly by last time about this topic. The idea is that I believe that the magic in this world is no more, in a way. Like, the connection with the magical is cut, and therefore we don't have magic and entity and spirit, but this creature exists, and we might have some sort of, not really like avatar situation, but we can have some sort of communication with them. But that's why we don't have sighting of this creature in everyday
fairies and trolls and stuff. Yes, you believe they exist, yes. but do you believe that we had a connection in the past?
Oh, lost yes.
It? Yeah.
Yes.
Me too.
No, come on.
I still think that some stuff is still residual, especially in some places like Bali, like the stuff with the green that we're going to talk about. I still do that. I do believe that. I mean, it's not like somebody is going to catch you and bring you to the sea, but, you know, I'm not going to wear anything green if I go near a sea that is in the southern area.
Hang on. What is this? You can't wear green?
That's something that we're going
to... Oh, we're going to get to it later? Okay.
Spoiler.
We only do wear green on St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, then
and every other day, but you have to wear green on St. Patrick's Day or you're going to get a little pinch. You don't want to get pinched. All right. Question three, Bigfoot.
Not really in Bigfoot, but I do like the idea that it could be a spirit and a spirit guardian situation. So.
No, man. You said no.
So no.
Here's a new one, Illuminati. You believe in that?
Not really, no.
Really?
I do believe there is kind of, well, maybe not worse than that, but definitely people in power, they do have way too much power. Let me put it this way.
So you think Beyonce just got to be a billionaire because of her singing?
Yes, and shame on you. What are you implying?
Oh no! This is Willie.
Nothing. Is Willie. Nothing. I'm implying nothing.
All right. Last question.
Okay.
The multiverse.
If you said the plane theory, I would say yes immediately, and yes to the multiverse because it's basically the same thing. I just
what theory? What was the theory?
Oh, the plane theory of existence. Basically, that we are in a we have different plane of existence. We are in a plane of existence.
Oh, but it's the same thing. I've never heard it called the plane
same
theory.
Thing.
You could say, okay. Do you think parallel
you
dimensions
kind of have to, from me,
would work, would work better than multiverse?
No, we're not workshopping this.
This is my thing, but same theory.
Yeah, but then people are going to be like, oh, you mean how Boeing's doors are ripping off?
But no, yeah, the idea that we are living I still think plane, but you know, in a world and there are other worlds different from ours. Yes, I do believe that.
Of course you do, because that's what you were saying this whole time about ghosts and Bigfoot and shit.
Of course.
Okay, so we got a kind of a 1, 2, 3. We're gonna put you at like a 2. Ooh. Like a 2.5. Kind of a 3, but just because you were a 3 last time, I wanna be interesting and mark you down a little bit. So you're kind of like a 2.5.
Sure. You just want
Bigfoot. Bigfoot is really tanking you, Willie, man. Nobody believes in Bigfoot, dude.
But I do believe, that's the thing. I do believe in other cryptids.
Well, hey, funny you should mention it because Willie hit us with that topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, Nalutz Iblis. Cryptids from the other side of the world. Bali, Indonesia, Malaysia, and other places in those regions. Creatures found in stories that some people believe in, but haven't found proof of. Tonight, let's get into cryptids from the other side of the world. The Lutz Iblis.
Oh, yes.
That's like two words that American audiences have no idea what you're saying.
I know.
I do believe the Iblis is something that at least somebody, well, I don't know if in our chat somebody's going to know, but I mean, there are a lot of people that speak Arab and Malaysian, and it's the same word. Okay, well.
Iblis
means demon. It's a term that we use for everything that is cryptid and paranormal in nature in Bali and Indonesia.
What's the language that you speak there?
I believe the Indonesian people took that from Malaysia, but it's a word that is from Muslim culture. So Turkish people use the same word. Iblis still means something that is related to the devil.
Hang on, I'm sorry. This is just American ignorance.
Okay.
You grew up speaking English, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't grow up speaking Hindu, but my family did. I mean, there was that funny story that I told you about my father.
Fuck yeah, I asked this before. Shit. Yeah. But what's the language? What's the native language there?
Where exactly? Mumbai?
Well, where you grew up. Indonesia.
Well, I grew up between Mumbai and Bali. I was going back and forth between Mumbai.
Is it that specific? They have different languages?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because you think in Indonesia, Indian, but no.
Well, that's what I thought, but you kept saying no. So I thought maybe...
It's just a coincidence. It's just a coincidence that I'm basically a pinball in this world and I'm tweeting around. But no, from Mumbai, well, I mean, my first year I was in London. And I was with a foster mother that was Chinese. So,
I'm sorry. Satisfy my stupid American curiosity.
Okay, it's really complex.
They speak English in India, right? Don't they? Like, mostly? Yes,
because of the colonization, of course. So,
right. That's where gin and tonic came from.
I don't want to say that every single Indian speak English, but. Yeah, it's very normal. Like,
what's the other thing that they speak? Indian?
Well, a lot of language, actually. My specific situation was Hindu, but there are a lot of
Hindu
language. Yeah, I mean, India is definitely big, and also it's not just one culture; it's a mix of culture, which ironically is the same from Bali. And Indonesia. Indonesia is
too complicated. Is this why the Tower of Babel is a thing?
I guess, but that's more Christian stuff. So I know it's the Tower of Language, and
it's just got to be so confusing. You go around like 10 miles away, and people are speaking a different language. That sucks, right?
Oh, yeah, but I mean, I can see that even in a small region and I mean, with dialect and stuff, there are some Italian that...
I don't understand what you're saying. Italian
and I don't understand.
Also, I know, I'm being so jingoistic, but like, it's so confusing to me. I just don't know what language people speak. And I'm such an idiot. Anyway, let's talk about these cryptids.
They don't teach us anything in America.
They don't teach us that shit.
I do love to see that certain word and expression and other stuff, they're basically the same or very similar in different language and culture. So when I saw, for instance, Iblis, it was something that immediately caught my attention.
What's the native language? I know you're a pinball and stuff, but like, what's your first language?
English.
God damn it.
Oh boy.
Well, you know how, like, okay, so here's the basis of my question is, like, Spanish and, like, Italian
have similar,
yeah. They're, like, Latin-based, so they have, like, similar words and stuff. You can kind of, like, fake it if you know one of them a little bit more than, like, kind of. French and German, right? So,
yes.
So what is the root language
of Hindu? Is that maybe?
Yes, but Sanskrit, the root
Sanskrit. Yeah.
Well,
which my name is Sanskrit. I don't know if that's my name over there, but that's one. Basically, it's a.
But that's like a Latin
connection of a. Well, absolutely not. I study Latin.
No. I mean, in the way that, like, we don't use either of those anymore, right? Like. But, Sanskrit and Latin, both just kind of dead. Like,
ironically, we use that a lot, but in the way that the word that we use nowadays clearly come from all of that. Like, philo means love, and philosophy is the love of the mind.
Thinking?
The thinking.
Yeah, I know. I tried to help and I made it worse. We're going off.
You didn't make it worse. I'm already fucking lost. It doesn't matter. Let's talk about cryptids in the East. East? Is that what we're calling it?
Well, what was the first? What was the? I don't know what your plan is. I know that you have a lot of cryptids and I've looked up some, but what was the first cryptid that you encountered or believed in, or just growing up, what was the first thing that
some of the mythical creation in Indonesia and technically also in India may be considered cryptid, especially like I mentioned to you the Leyak, which is the bed witch in Bali with
the bed witch.
Yes, Li Ak or Lik. Li means witch, and Ak is evil, bad. So this is the evil witch. It's something that I always see in statue and similar. So I was obviously keen to believe in all of that. Maybe the first was the Rita, I don't know. I think that there was. It's way too long ago to find. Exactly which one was my very first. I'm thinking basically since Liak is very there's a lot of iconography. Maybe was that. It could be any of.
There's so many cryptids that have a story related to this. So this is from the folklore of Bali, and I'll let you take it away. But basically, they try to find pregnant women to suck the baby's blood of a newborn child.
Oh, you're talking about the Pengalang, is something that I love. Probably
the Layak description has that also.
Oh yes. Also, the layak is known to find pregnant women and suck their blood. The danger for the child in folklore, well, in general, I would say it's something very common in Bali. I see that it's something that a lot of story speak about, either the possibility of losing a children or the sort of reanimation of one, and even something very positive, which is the there's basically a spirit that is said to kidnap children that are of abuse, of neglect, and
what's this guy look like though? Paint a picture. I want to see this guy stealing little kids.
I will say it's a lady, and it's actually very good because, she's going to kidnap the children, but at the same time, she's going to take care of them. And these are child of neglect and abuse. So it's more of a story about, you know, the parents being assholes, and it's a reverse story tale about the boogeyman for the parents.
Right. It's like Hansel and Gretel without the oven.
Yes, you're gonna have to behave otherwise.
And which one is this one?
I wrote it down. Let me see if I found it. As I said before, I haven't slept, and there are so many. I don't want to say some BS.
I'm pretty sure it's all gonna be BS because I don't think these ladies exist.
Well, I mean, I'm gonna tell you some story. Maybe you're gonna change your mind.
I doubt it.
Dumb. But see, the thing is, this one in particular, I don't believe in it because I never saw it. It's one of the story that I heard about these.
Well,
this
hang spirit. On. Are there ones that you have seen?
I have something in relation to Puratanalot, which is a temple in Bali. And we can talk about that later if you want. But there is one story that I give Willie this article about. And this is a story that I heard and happened. I wasn't in Bali during that time because it happened in January 93. And I was probably in Mumbai. But I heard the story in Bali, which is an hotel burned down because of a fire, which is something that happened in Bali like 24/7. I mean, it's really very common that at least in the 90s, 80s, that due to bad electric system storm and rain.
But and they were sleeping on hay. They just had so much hay.
This hotel basically burned completely, except from one room, which was a shrine for the queen of the Southern Sea, which is basically the center of this superstition that I was previously mentioning about the sea and wearing green. This entity, it's a goddess. And again, it's basically has dominion of the Southern Sea. He said that if you wear green near the shore of the southern beach, you're going to basically disappear and become one of his servants or warrior. She's a queen, so she needs, you know, a royal court. This is something that is, I mean, it's really well believed. It's fundamentally a superstition, but you can find a lot of people that could swear about this. And I mean, in my family, a lot of people like, five people, like my father, mother, best friend, disappear in the sea. The ocean in Bali is well known as a terrible and lovable mistress. So it's very common to see people that do swear about this.
What ocean is it?
Bali, Indonesia is between the Indo and the Pacific Ocean.
Okay. But the southern part, so like,
Yes.
Basically, three oceans connecting.
Yeah. And the idea, well, this is a legend. Basically, this woman was a queen, and the father was obviously, you know, the king, and it was about to be dead. So, who's going to rule the kingdom? Sadly, she's unable to do that because of law, because, you know, feminism wasn't really a thing everywhere. And the father decided to remarry. And after that, the new wife did something. I mean, this is kind of awful, but she was like, you have to choose between me and your daughter. Either you banish her or you accept me, or otherwise I'm gone and you're not going to have, you know, an heir for the kingdom. And the father decided not only to banish her, but also to basically go to a witch and ask the witch to curse her. So she was destined to die by leprosy and diseases.
Wait, which one chose? He chose his daughter to live? And
No. She banished the daughter. Not only she chose the new wife after remarried. The wife is like, okay, you have to choose between me and, you know, my future children. Or
you gotta choose that poontang.
And not only he choose the wife, but also decided to curse the daughter.
So she had no chance of her coming back for any sort of rent. Like, no, this
and she hated green.
No, she was wearing green. So the idea is that if you're wearing that, I'm not sure it's like that, but I always interpret it like this. Since she's a queen and she needs a court, if you're wearing green, is like an invitation, right. At least near the shore.
That's the
you
army.
Wear green, you can wear green everywhere, but near the shore, you have to respect that. Otherwise, she's going to like grab you and take you away and bring you to the court to serve her.
Because it's in a way like up, you dude.
Wearing. Well, if you want to risk it.
Listen, yeah, I would love to. I'm too much of a coward to kill myself. But if I could just get swept into the ocean because I'm wearing green and then I can be a part of an army for a scorned daughter.
Well, I mean,
I'm in.
It's nice. I mean, it's definitely a beautiful queen. So it's very seafoam and green. So I definitely approve.
Oh, so it's like Callie. So do you think Callie is her?
Callie, ironically, as the representation of two of my favorite queen and slash goddess, which is Callie from the Hindu culture and also the Seafoam from Kidu.
Kali Ma.
This is a story of Dwi Kadita, but I'm saying the queen of North, Southern Sea because, I mean, it's easy to find that the way.
Are there legends of like, does she come out? Is she like the girl from the ring and she like comes out of the ocean and like sucks people in?
There is a story about a fisherman that was wearing green that suddenly disappeared. And also a story like if you even put a foot in the water and you're wearing green, you just get swallowed by the water. Again, I'm going to appeal to your American point of view. Think about Point Break with Keanu Reeves. You know, the final scene.
Uh-huh.
Are they not in Bali with the giants? I think they're in Bali. I remember that.
I don't know. They definitely go to an island somewhere. I don't know if it's in... I don't know.
I do think it's in Bali. Anyway, okay. The idea is that you know, this gigantic, like tsunami, out of nowhere wave, they're going to take you and bring you away. So the idea is kind of like that. You're just going to disappear in the ocean.
Bell's Beach in Victoria, Australia. That's the right side. That's the same ocean, right?
Bali as a sea, has a lot of stuff like the crab and the fish that we're gonna eat in Bali, they are the same that they're gonna eat in Japan. So and there is a very huge Japanese population, so it's basically the same as eating actual sushi and Japanese cuisine like in Japan.
Yeah, I wonder if I don't know the location of like where rogue waves happen, but I imagine a lot of them happen where these three oceans like intersect.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you have no idea. I lost a lot of Iman toy collection in that sea.
Oh no.
Yeah. And ironically one was green, but the
sea moss, the moss man.
No, not that one, the leech.
Oh yeah,
you remember leech? It wasn't from Iman, it was from the other bad guy from Shira, but you know, yeah,
That was for girls. I didn't play also, with that.
Oh, but Hordak was cool, man.
Leech was awesome.
I mean,
awesome.
He was cooler than Skeletor, but like, I didn't play with it because it was from girls. Yeah.
The sea is definitely terrible. So I understand why there are so many legends about the sea and the sea queen. And so this hotel that I was mentioning, but not completely, but there is a room that was a shrine to this goddess, and it was the only thing that was completely intact. And it's still a place where you can visit today. I never saw it because it was, I believe it was on the east side of the island, and I never went there. But I do remember hearing about this story, and then when I was prepping for the episode, I thought, maybe it's just, you know, a story that I remember or some bullshit. But I look it up and I find out that, I mean, I saw an article and I sent it to Willie. So it was actually a real thing that happened.
It is pretty compelling that the only room that didn't burn is this one that had very big meaning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And again, this entity are all, well, not all of them, obviously, but a lot of them are very positive entity. I mean, this one, again, it's not like she's going to kill you per se. It's more like a transfer in realm situation, and now you're going to live in this magical world under the sea. It has this fascination, if you want. And the Penalang, which I was thinking you were mentioning that one, which is the Krazue, the head floating with the organ. Do you know this one, yeah. Wade? I think you, Willie, I know that you know this one.
What is it?
The Krazue. I mean, Krazue is the Thai word, but it's most noble.
I don't even know this shit. But it's in the America.
Same. It's the same creature.
Penanggalang.
If you saw Penanggalang,
I feel like I've maybe heard of.
But for me, I told you like on Twitch one time we were talking about this. It was a long time ago. Yeah, basically, it's the same creature. It's sort of like a vampire, but also a demon and a ghost and a real creature in the sense that she has a body, which is a human body, and the head, the touch. If you saw Mysticism in Bali, the movie is basically about this creature that, you know, has this head with the organ.
The head comes off, but the disembodied organs are still connected. And that's hanging underneath it.
Yes, that's the weak point, by the way. If you want to potentially kill a Krazue, you have to either find the body without the head or manage to damage the organ. And one funny thing is that basically bushes and tree, stuff like that, they are a problem for them because they could be entangled while they try to catch you. But this creature,
I mean, it seems like a design flaw. Yeah, if you're just a floating head with a bunch of organs trailing under you, I'm gonna aim for the organs.
Well, I can see there is a balance thing. I can give you immortality and power and magical essence, but you could die because your organs are like floating, and also your body is,
yeah,
like, it can do anything. And well, I mean, you can take some precautions.
I could get stabbed having fully intact skeletons. My organs are encased in a skeleton right now, and I can still die.
That's why a problem for them. Even this creature, they have.
I'll give you immortality, but you're gonna be a freak. And people are going to want to hurt your organs because they're going to be terrified of you.
If you're listening to us, you are one Krazue, you're not a freak. You're special and we love you.
Well, that's just Nalu talking. I think you're a freak and I don't love you. I want you to die.
But see, I was saying, this creature, they do have some sort of love angle story-wise.
Redeeming.
If they're nice, I don't want them to die. If they're nice, I guess. If they're like little sweeties and they want to give me kisses, then I guess I'm okay with it. Even though they've got a stomach hanging from their head.
I mean, they do kind of go around and find pregnant women and potentially kill either the children.
Well, I'm pro that. I'm definitely pro that because I think population control, we got to get it under, we got to like global warming. All that stuff. So
okay,
they I'm say, kind of with them. I'm with them.
They say that a lot of them. What is it called when somebody helps out?
Good Samaritan.
No, like a housemaid, but not a maid. Someone who helps take your child.
Yes, midwife.
Midwife
or maywife.
At any rate, a lot of times the Penanggalang take on jobs like that to get close to
yes,
women.
That's true.
And the sign that they that one could be this is that they smell like vinegar. I'm like, well, that kind of sucks if you like clean with vinegar or something, or I don't know, like it's like, oh, you smell like vinegar. So you're probably one of these things that we all hate.
A lot of creatures in Bali that are part of the mysticism part tend to take human form to do something. There's the kind of Bigfoot one we talked about with Willie that is able to, well, this one is a little racy because, you know, sex is involved. But the idea...
I'm interested.
Yeah, the idea is that this creature is going to take the form of someone that you find especially attractive, potentially your husband or your boyfriend, and they're going to have sex with you. And positive thing, you're going to be satisfied. I mean, Fink says that this...
Oh, they're good at fucking. They can lay pipe.
Apparently, they are very good. Fuck, one tale is that the idea that you find out about this is that maybe your wife is going to be like, oh, do the amazing thing that you did last time. And you're like, what? Do I stand a little bit on the left? That's the thing? No. What are you doing?
That thing. You know how the girl's always like, stand a little more to the left.
That's what Ken wants. A little bit on the left.
The angle's better that way.
I actually find out that this creature is, the idea behind this creature is at the base of Bigfoot erotica kind of stuff. It's basically the grandpa.
How do you say it?
Gengeruo.
Gengeruo. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I like that one. I think like if you believe in like an afterlife and stuff like that, it would be fun to come back as that thing, right? You're just a fuck monster.
You just want to fuck. Yeah. Like,
what better thing to be than a fuck monster?
Whatever you like.
You could be. Wait.
And you're really good at it.
I mean, seriously, wait, you could be a spirit that, well, you're not a woman, but you could be a spirit that saved children that have been abused. Where were you when I was growing up, really?
I'd rather be a fuck monster. Wait. I don't care about these kids, very... man. These kids, they're going to grow up to be bad people. I don't care about that.
Sorry, bye. Okay, well.
Well, if you're not bad yet, it's going to happen.
Oh, come on. children from a bad upbringing, they're just going to be little thieves and stuff.
Ooh, that's like, funny to make a new Annie story where she's just like a fucking bitch to society. Even though it was the first orphan off the top of my head.
No, like I guarantee you, Annie, if Mr. Warburton, what was his name?
Daddy
Money
Warbucks.
Burton? Danny Warbucks. If Danny Warbucks didn't come along, Annie was definitely rolling people in the park. Like, she was going to fuck some shit up, dude. You know that. The only reason she was is because she was a millionaire.
Oh,
what are the next ones? Let's get another one. We got we only got 10 minutes, though.
Oh, no. Damn.
I know, it's fast. It's so fast. It's fast. Okay. Let's do like a speed. Give us some highlights.
We have the Tuyul, which are basically little goblin that steal stuff.
Now we're talking. Yes.
And also you can use them to do robbery and stuff like that.
That's what I want. Yeah.
They're used from mage, use them to steal and acclimate.
How do I get control of these? Because I want
you
that.
You shouldn't, because they're bad. The story is like...
I don't care. I don't believe in ethics.
There's for instance, that's the pig demon that is about greed and is exactly like a cash on the tail for you in this occasion.
Yeah, sure. Okay, I'll take it.
You should stay away from easy riches and stuff like that.
It's been so hard my whole life. Can I just get one easy rich? Just one. I'll use a little goblin and then I'll send them on their way. Taste.
If you see a little pig like surrounded by gold, maybe that's
a pig.
Yes, it's a
wait.
Pig.
If I see a pig surrounded by gold, why wouldn't I just take the gold?
Well, you can, but
it's
again,
the pigs.
The pig would get me
pig
at
is
some
gonna,
point.
Yes, of course, of course. That's
well,
the
I idea. Could step on it. I could step on his head.
Well,
and then just take his gold.
it's a demon, but you can definitely try. That's how
we'll see. We'll see.
That's how most heroic.
When I get to that bridge, we'll
made the name. We did talk about the Liak. We have the Ahol, which is the bat creature. We have some giant bat in
what do they do? Nature.
Well, they basically fly in the jungle and kill animal and other stuff. Another one that I just think about it, it's Aul, which is the werewolf. You're going to like this one. Basically, the story is that there's a man that is able to detach and reattach stuff from his body, like, you know, arm, leg and stuff. And he's like, I want to test my power. Cut off my head. They cut off his head, but the head rolled down a ravine. So in the panic, they kill a wolf. They take the head of the wolf and they put that on, but it's backward. So it's basically
so these guys fucked up like four times.
Yeah.
First of all, we'll cut your head off.
Stooge.
Secondly,
doctors.
Why did we do this on a hill? Now the head is gone.
Hey, okay, let's put the head back on.
Let's get a wolf, I guess. And then in their haste, they can't even manage to put the wolf's head on the right way.
Yeah.
So now it's a backwards wolf happens. Man. And then what happens with that guy? What does he do?
I think it's like animal, and also it's like very aggressive because the head is the one of a wolf and it's looking.
Yeah, but so like he can't even like move correctly because he's like trying to, first of all, it's the head of a wolf. So like now he's on the body of a human. He doesn't have like the facilities that a wolf has, which is like cunning and quickness. He's on a lumbering human, but he's also on it backwards. So he's just like, how do I get these guys? I don't even know how to do it. My arms can't reach here.
I did saw some representation where the body is sort of werewolf like. So, you know, claw and some fur around. So I maybe, you know, but that could be just representation.
He's got the brain of a wolf, right? What happens to his head? The head that rolled down the hill is so it's just out there.
It could basically become so many other creatures because, again, this idea of the attachment of the head is typical of the Penangalang, but it's also something that you can find in other entity in Indonesia that we don't have time to talk about, but we can like mention something if you have time.
The human found the wolf body.
I think, right? I think maybe the head.
Oh my God, that would be hilarious. I just imagine like Mars Attack situation, but wolf.
But that's even bad too, because now it's a human head on a wolf, and a wolf has no weapons outside of its mouth.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So now it's just a wolf body with a human head, like running around, going like, "I'm evil, I guess," but like, I don't know how to do anything about this.
They might scratch.
I really want to kill you.
We didn't mention the Pochong, which is something that that is really terrifying. The Pochong is so scary, and I don't know if you ever saw a Muslim funeral, but it's in theory is basically a sort of zombie ghost that comes from there and is terrifying. And this is something that is common in, I mean, technically, in all Arab culture, I don't think that in America they still do the shroud, the funeral with the shroud thing. I think it's mostly cremation. But
what do you mean by a shroud? What do you mean by a shroud?
Linen wraps. I mean, yes.
Oh, like a mummy kind of thing.
Well, no,
it's just a cover. It's like a death blanket, basically.
Yes. It's sort of like a.
No, we wear suits.
You can see the head, but the rest is basically a white.
We don't do that. It's either I think
suits.
It's less cremation and more just being buried in a nice outfit that you paid for.
even for like very Muslim family that they all.
Well, like maybe the Jewish do something. I don't know. I've never seen anybody covered in anything except a nice suit.
Yeah.
Or an evening gown.
And I'm always torn about them wearing their jewelry.
Like, I know. I want to get that jewelry.
Give me that jewelry.
I mean, that's why we got grave robbers, dude. Like so much money just
keep it in the family.
The pochonchang is basically the shroud, which is, I mean, the pochon, and then you add the other final part, which is ang. It's basically the shroud. So the idea is like ghost wrapped or zombie or body wrapped in shroud. And that's
it's like a ghost mummy, right?
But yes. Well, again,
why is that scary?
Don't think about bandage. Oh, well, that's the thing. The idea is that when you do this, if something goes wrong, like for instance, the shroud are too tight, so the soul cannot escape, the body reanimate in this form, which is the pochong. And it I don't know how to say, I mean, it's not scary.
This is a good turning point for at least my summary of what I think might be going on with all of these different cryptids is, okay, so the lesson here is like you have to take really delicate care of how you take care of this body you're about to bury.
Yes.
And if you fuck up, you could create a puchong by just not putting the shroud on properly. You got to let the soul escape properly. And I'm like, well, most of these stories, there's so many cryptids that deal with babies and pregnant mothers. Is this a way to blame evil for bad things happening? Because, you know, like picture, I mean, miscarriages are so much more common than any most men are aware of, but to be able to blame that on evil and not blame it on yourself for like, well, did I not eat something properly? Did I do something wrong?
I believe that for some culture might have that connotation. For my personal experience with my culture in the part of Bali, it's all a cautionary tale. So the idea is that you learn something or learn how to behave, how to treat other people, and especially the children, because children in Javanese culture, they are really very important. I mean, it's something that
it's refreshing to hear that point of view where the cautionary tale is for the parents, because boy, it's so easy to treat them like either slaves or be mean to them. Like, you know, that's kind of cool to hear.
The one is the one that I really wanted to be true, but I never saw it, and I don't know if it is true. But the story is kind of beautiful. I cannot stop to love the idea that there is like an entity that is gonna save the children in a sort of way, Batman-like, if you want, and take them.
A spiritual Batman for children that have been abused. Yeah,
it's basically that. I mean, in a Western view kind of way, that's what they do. And also the children are not in danger, so they're not fighting the Joker and other shit. That they're fine, protected by this entity. So amazing.
Yeah, but I guess I no one hates children the way that I do. I feel like I don't know what's going on.
Oh boy.
I don't need to protect these guys. Stupid children. Like, the planet's dying. Good luck, kids. We'll see you. I feel like we could just like dive a little bit more into this. I also want to talk about, Willie and I both hate America. We both kind of want to leave America. We don't really know where to go. You're trying to come back here.
I understand. I so you want to switch with me and we're going to like do a face.
We could try it. We could try it, or we could collaborate on the best place to go.
Like, what a great reality. Like, you're right to talk about where is the best place, but a reality show where you get to switch.
Oh, yeah, I will do that.
I feel like so many people would do that. It's the easiest thing. But maybe we'll throw in some cryptids in there in the meantime, sure, when we're talking about that. I don't want to abandon it so quickly. I was having a lot of fun talking about that wolf guy and stuff.
There is so much, and some are really funny. Like, I mean, the idea of the back-head wolf is,
it is funny. Like, why not just so keep his head forward? Why is that part of the story?
It's very funny that that's the way the story goes. They're like, they put his head on backwards.
Yeah, they are panicking. They are panicking because, you know, the head just fell down the ravine. So they're like, oh my God, what are we going to do? And they grab
this head. But it seems like, take your time. He's not doing anything. His head just fell down a ravine.
It was really more the embarrassment of having the head have like gutter water all over. It's like, we tried something else.
Like when you fuck up at work and you're like trying to, you're scrambling to fix it before your boss shows up. But in this scenario, there's no boss. It's just you.
It's all of society being like, well, how come his head's all dirty?
Oh, and they never even fixed the head. The head's just still out there. Like society is not going like, well, now he has a wolf head, but. And it's on backwards? Like, they didn't think about that. They're just like, yeah, looks good. All right, Nalu, you want to throw out any socials or any plugs or anything before we wrap this up?
Nalu Mizarat on Instagram. And hello to all my family on Shrabon Video, Michael, that I already mentioned, Sebi, Poppy, all of them. And Kevin and Arian, of course.
Of course. Those ones.
But Kevin, I mean, it's basically a cryptid himself. It's the overlord of Shrabon Video.
Somebody should make a superhero comic about him.
Will, any kind of final things?
A lot of these are cautionary tales, but I'm just like, I honestly, it was refreshing to hear. Yeah, like I said, the cautionary tale for the parents. But also,
it's an interesting thing. It is, because most of Western society is nursery rhymes about you're going to die if you don't listen to your parents. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And all on top of that, too, the being able to accept loss. I think it works easier to get over grief if you have something to pin it on and you don't blame yourself.
Well, in India, we have the idea of try to be happy so the spirit is not going to stay with us because they, you know, they don't want to see us sad. So they stay because we want them to stay, you know, that kind of thing. So the idea is you celebrate the life and death of the person. I mean, it's tragic, but
it seems like just a better way. Yes, you can be sad, but like, don't celebrate sadness like we do in the West, where you go to a funeral and like, you're not allowed to laugh.
Yeah,
there's
a
dead body in a casket, and it's a reminder that you're gonna die.
And you have to wear black, Mike.
We have music, we have literally parade on the street for.
I know it's so much better. It's so much better. I don't know what happened to our lineage that just made them be like, well, we're sticking the muds and like we can't have fun.
Dude, if you want to have that experience in America, go to New Orleans, you know, like they have.
Oh my God, I love.
No, but even really that, but even that is like never French been, based, but, right? Like that's like not Cajun. Cajun. But yeah. All right, thanks.
Are you correct?
Thanks everyone for listening. Remember, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Thanks for watching. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We'll see you next time.
Bye.